Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil and I am the master wealth builder helping build stronger their lives and businesses. And I'm very excited to be hosting another show with Dan Calloway and our special guest today, Ms. Terrion Nelson, recording artist and expert in this space. I am still thoroughly convinced, though, that after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, that we're all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact, the diamonds we seek are found within us and in our own hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we are calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And just a moment in Riviera Beach history from Riviera Beach Moments. Today we're going to talk a little bit just about Reverend Joseph Anderson, Sr., entrepreneur. Joseph Anderson moved to Riviera Beach in the early 1970s. He attended Industrial High School in West Palm Beach, which later became Roosevelt High School. He lived with his uncle and aunt on 18th Street in West Palm Beach. He was in the ninth grade when he started and collected rent for properties owned by other people. He delivered newspapers for the Palm Beach Post-Times, and he did painting. After graduating high school, Mr. Anderson went to New York to obtain his engineering degree, and he later attended Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church, located on Australian, went on to become the pastor of the Church of God in Christ on Division Avenue in West Palm Beach. He also was a traveling preacher all over the United States. So that's just a little bit of Riviera Beach Moments history. But today we're excited to talk about and talk to Ms. Terrion Nelson. Over the last 33 years, Terrion has afforded many opportunities and experiences as a music teacher and performing artist. However, the 24 years of teaching music at Egret Lake Elementary School was both rewarding and is a vital part of her growth as an educator. Ms. Nelson served on various committees, including serving as team leader of the Fine Arts Department, with whom she collaborated to write grants and create several school-wide interdisciplinary units of study to enhance the Fine Arts program. At the request of the principal, Mrs. Nelson, and the art teacher, wrote and received, as one of three schools, an art integration pilot grant, and she was instrumental in continuing the arts integration program beyond the 3 years through strategic planning, fundraising, and programming. As a teacher, Ms. Nelson continues to add great value on many committees, serving as team leader of the Fine Arts Department. In addition to that, Ms. Nelson has also presented workshops on local, state, and national levels. She's also a well-known gospel recording artist and songwriter. She's often sought after to perform for many events and special occasions all over South Florida and beyond. In addition, she became the first African-American conductor for Young Singers of Palm Beach County and was nominated for the 2018 William T. Dwyer Award. Good afternoon, this is Terrion Nelson. Welcome to the show and turn it over to Mr. Dan Calloway. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And hello to you, Terrion.
Good afternoon, Mr. Calloway.
Always a pleasure. And when everybody's listening, they heard your bio, and I would agree that 90% are saying she must be a superwoman to be able to be a wife, a mother, a teacher, and then a recording artist. And I know that I'm calling on you all the time for other things to help with the Youth Recreation Association for all those years. Your husband, he grew up into that, and when he married you, you automatically became one of those people. Now, the first thing I need to ask you, you get a joy out of everything you do. I'm not going to get saying one is more than the other. But being a mother would be just tremendous because your children were so talented. How do you put your professional life, being married and with kids, and then trying to juggle what Dan Calloway and the Youth Recreation is always asking you, like Christmas time, you navigated us through and putting on Old Holy Night, all the performers and everything, and then even that same time, you had to leave us and go and perform at the Kravitz Center. Just talk about that a little bit before I ask another question. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Mr. Calloway, it looks like her number has dropped, so I will be trying to get in contact with her so that we can get her back on the show.
Okay.
On the show now. Here she is.
Did you hear what I was asking you?
Yes, sir. Do you hear me?
I got you now.
Okay, great. I don't know what happened. Yes, I was just saying, when I was growing up as a young lady, my dad always told me, to whom much is given, much is required. And, of course, at the time, I did not understand that. However, as you grow older and you mature, and when you know God has gifted you to do certain things, and I always felt honored to be able to do those things, and being able to do that with children, I was 10 a few weeks ago that I don't know how I navigated, all of the things I was able to be a part of as far as, being a mother, being a wife. Three children who are gifted and who were doing their own things growing up, how I was able to navigate all of that. But I believe that when God entrusts you to do certain things, he's going to equip you to do those things. And that is the only way that I'm able to do anything is with the help of God, because I grew up in church. And, of course, as my relationship with God matured, I took everything that he entrusted me to do, I took that to heart, and I tried to be the best mother I could be by affording my children opportunities that I didn't have, or giving them opportunity and exposure to things. You know, Ray and I just pushed them in whatever things that they took a liking to and were interested in, and then also being able to satisfy my soul with the things that God had put in me to do as well. And, again, I just think it was God. It was God. He gave me what I needed. He equipped me with what I needed to try to keep that balance.
Well, I can tell you one thing. You are 100% all around. And most of all, which most people talk about, but your melodious voice is one thing, but your natural instinct and spirit that you let the Lord lead you, and you let everybody know that. And I think that is wonderful. Because of if we ran a poll, you would probably get 99.44% of the people saying the same thing. I need to ask you, how did you juggle the December situation, which everybody's calling right now, and I have not put together the last 6 months of this year? How did you put together that many performers, and then you had to perform the same place, and you called me and told me it's all set. All I had to do was just follow what you had put those different individuals to perform at, what is that, old Emma Banks auditorium. Used to be old Suncoast.
Yes,
in that Grove.
In Lake Grove. Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
you perform at the Kravis Center at the same time?
Well, I'm a conductor for young singers of the Palm Beaches. And as you heard on the resume, I'm the first African-American person to have that honor. And it's just because of my love of working with children. And Sean Berry, who's a friend of mine, who asked me years ago to do it, but it just wasn't the right time because I was juggling those things. And I've also learned that you can't say yes to everything. And there's a time and a place for everything under the sun. And the next time he asked, I was in a position to be able to take that responsibility because it is a great responsibility. They had been already in existence for 14 years, and I came on during the 15th year of their existence. But as far as the Holy Night event at Riviera Beach, which I think is a beautiful event that you provide to our county, not just the city of Riviera Beach, where people are able to come and be blessed with gospel music, especially at this time, because we know that programs in this area have kind of lying dormant. And so it wasn't just me working with Shaq Leonard and working with Artie Williams, who, you know, you have at the helm of doing some things with you. We were able to work together and pull together people that we know, call upon those people that we know to come and share their gift of song at this time of where we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, you know, who was born to give us life, you know, for us. And so I just think that when we do things as a team effort, there's nothing that we cannot do. It's never one man. It's never one person that can put anything together. This is my belief, is it's very cliche, but it's real.
That is true.
Team makes the dream work.
Well, let me put it this way here. The people who were there, and, of course, our host here, Ann McNeil, she was there. I've been asked, are we going to put that on our calendar? Normally, putting it this time of year, I put up with Artie the activities, you know, for the year. But I hadn't sat with you because of I don't want anything to run in the overrun in your schedule. But we can't do that unless we have the your leadership. Now, the reason why I'm saying that, for years before Don Wilson, who was passed, was one of my closest friends, the vice president of the Youth Preparation Association for over 50 years, Don got with you years ago to put on one of the most important musical, instrumental, and everything at his church, St. Paul. Now, because of the pandemic the last 2 years, what are we going to do about that? Because we never want to fail, because I promised Don way before he ever thought about he was going to get ill or die, that we'll always do that. Because the youth recreation has always been big in the athletic portion. But we most know we were doing that under your auspices for a long time. Now, are we going to be working with that, whether it's this March, May or June or July, or are we going to wait till next year to get back into that?
Well, you know, Mr. Calloway, and it, you know, that is one of the things that that is definitely still on the table to be done, and it's just me procrastinating about it, but I know how important it is. And Mr. Calloway, for those who are listening in, is talking about the a night of classical music, and it is a time where we highlight the music of young artists from elementary school to high school. And we've been able to, since Mr. Wilson has passed away, to offer scholarships to those who are going, seniors who are going on to actually study music and provide, you know, whether it's book money or, you know, anywhere from $250 to $500 to these seniors. And I definitely want to continue that because Mr. Wilson, when I came back to Palm Beach County, this was something he was doing at the city. He was hosting a classical evening, and it involved most adults, people or musicians in the area and, you know, even in South Florida as a whole to come and showcase from classical to jazz. And I just thoroughly enjoyed that. And we teamed up later on and decided that we should highlight the gifts and talents of our youth in terms of classical music. And, you know, we don't want to exclude anybody, but we definitely concentrate on young Black artists because so many times they don't have those opportunities. And we really don't understand that there are so many Black gifted young people who do more than just R&B music or hip-hop or rap. There are some beautiful young people who are studying music, who are studying classical music, who are good on their craft. So, Mr. Calloway, I'm looking to do that in June, which I think is good. We usually do it in April when we celebrate Mr. Wilson's birthday. And because, you know, things have just been happening, I would like to do that in the month of June, which is Black Music Month. And okay. So we will definitely continue that.
Okay, but not a coincide with Juneteenth. This is, you know, when
yes.
they made it a national holiday. And, of course,
yes.
with the Riviera celebrating its 100th year. And
mm-hmm.
I just need to know, because normally I put that in our budget,
mm-hmm.
you'll get Artie and myself, and all you have to do is tell me how many performers you have, and
mm-hmm.
that'll be my job to go and get the, because that's very
yes.
important. And the people are still talking about it. Only thing I was saying, the reason why we stopped was because of the pandemic. But I didn't want to say anything until I have a conversation with you. So that's a done deal.
Yes.
I'll get with my boss lady. But that's not a lot of money. I'll tell a few people, do like we used to do. That's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to, well, you know, before the pandemic, with the other young lady, Nova Lockhart Mays, and you
oh, yes.
would always follow us at different churches on Sunday mornings. We didn't go in the,
okay.
very seldom we were in the evening, but we once or twice we were in the afternoon. But a lot of time we were in Sunday mornings with two or three deacons in our group. See, most people think because of the youth recreation, only thing we do is a lot of things with people with some kind of athletic background. No, we do everything with people in general, and going to
yeah.
churches. One of the things that's very important. Is it all right to think that we should start that back up again? Because Chris Green, the young minister, is calling. And, of course, Alfred Shipman Sr. and Reverend Barnes and Alfred Fields and those guys,
mm-hmm.
they are ready to get back and do some things for the public and put on a musical. That's what we'd be doing. We'd be
yes.
when you, and Nova was always, y'all were the co-presiders. That was just, and
yeah.
then the clamming when you and her had a duet going and everybody want to hear
mm-hmm.
you as a soloist and her as a soloist. Do you think that we could do something in the summer month or something like that when the kids out of school?
I think,
see, sometimes, go ahead.
I think we can do that, Mr. Calloway. And I've even talked to the mayor of Riviera Beach about even – once a month or every quarter doing praise in the park
beautiful.
Where we have, you know, a Sunday evening or a Saturday afternoon where people can come and we can go to Dan Calloway Park and people can come and sit out and we can have vendors and really just, you know, get back to things we used to do with, and that's a good way to spread the good news. of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know they did Jazz After Dark. And even when Derek McCray had his big event out there, the last one he had, actually, he allowed us to do, you know, a portion of Praise in the Park. And so I just think that we can make it even a wider scheme, because when we're talking about the gospel, we don't, a lot of people are not going to come to church. But if we put it out in the community, and it's a community event where people can come and they can be relaxed and they can sit and hear some good gospel music, I think we can and make that happen and make it even bigger than just a church event for people that come to church anyway. And, okay, you know, God said that we must go into the uttermost parts of the world preaching the gospel. And during this time of all of this unrest and war and things that are going on in our communities, and we know what's going on in our community with senseless shootings and killings of young people, we need to get out of the buildings. We got to get out of the four walls of the church and compel men to come with love and with goodness and kindness. So I just think we can take it to a greater level than what it's been.
Okay. Well, see, this is what you call clairvoyant. And sometimes you can visualize or have these visions. Mm-hmm. And the audience listening, we already are planning for the 10th and 11th of June. Mount Olive is celebrating their 5th. And they're going to be out there from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock with their church picnic. I've already told the mayor and the city that we want that week to be church week. And Artie and I have been trying to figure out how to get enough singers with the gospel and put them on stage out. And we'll have the food for everybody. We want the seniors. We're trying to get the – we already got the Saturday, the 11th. We're working on the 10th, and that was one of the things. And we were supposed to call you and get with Ronnie Felder, the mayor, but we were all caught up in trying to win races and to worry about who would be in there. And it got on the backstage. But this was in the conversation 4 days ago. So if I could ask you to start thinking about the 10th is a Friday evening. I mean, it's a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But the Saturday, we would love to have anything, because, you know, the sun's going to be hot. Oh, and it'll be a big tent out there. And everybody can bring their lounge things. Because they used to have not only gospel at one or two, once or twice, but they had the senior citizens come out there on the third Friday, the Jazz in the Park. We will be working with the city manager, the mayor, and Doug Lawson next week. I just need to be on the standby to start working on the gospel singer, the performers.
Okay. Okay.
Now, although this is the 1st of April, is the 10th, 11th of June too early for you to be able to put that up? That looks like 4 or 5 months.
No, sir. That's a great time. That's plenty of time. Because, you know, know that there are a lot of artists in the area that are, you know, ready to get back to performing. And, well, I don't like to use the word performing, but ministering. I know there are many gospel artists. I know there are some choirs, some praise teams in churches that would like the opportunity to get outside of the church and minister as well.
Well, I don't know that right now, week before last, Art and I was with Dr. Drayton. They had 28 individuals in there. Most of them are ministers of the church, of churches here in Riviera, and then some in West Palm Beach. And I know Philip Brazil, Pastor Philip Brazil, is going to be anywhere we are because he's our chaplain of the Youth Recreation Association. This is what I will tell them at the end of the month, our next meeting, that we're going to have that type of program. I believe that we will have thousands of people out there.
Yes, sir.
Because out there praising in the park, singing in the park, whatever name you come up with. And we need that now more than ever. We were struggling hard, and God has brought us pretty near to the end of the pandemic. And on the air every day, we got to worry about what Russia is doing for their neighbors over there, because they want to have disturbance with us. But if we stay prayed up and believe in what Jesus Christ has taught us by being biblical, we don't have nothing to worry about. Because the 23rd song of Psalms tell you that.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Aren't we going through the valley now, and the shadows are all around us, but we shouldn't fear? Didn't you teach the people that we should not fear any evil or anything?
We should not.
That's what Jesus said. He has a rod and a staff for you.
Mm.
Well, anyway, let me, this will be, give me a more than a week, because I know that Ronnie Felder went, because Ronnie Felder brought up this about he's going to talk to you a way long time ago, and it fell on the wayside.
Yes, we've been talking about. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, we're going to put that together. So give us a week or two, and we'll get back. And then you just go full bore and start telling them about. See, I can't tell you whether the Friday or the Saturday, but I know Mont Holly will be leaving at 4 o'clock. And so we wasn't going to be out there before 4 o'clock, no how, on Saturday. See, we got Saturday already. So,
yes, sir.
But I'll do is talk to the recreation director and the city manager and Doug Lawson and Ronnie Felder and get with Dr. Drayton. And then we'll bring him and put everything in your lap. And then you'll give me, you put together a little budget. See, we want to donate something to just say you get groups. We always want to give them a something. Give them a little something. You do that for me. Now.
I believe it.
The next thing I need for you to give me a, since it was such a success, are you going to be able to helm for December like you did this year?
Yes, sir. But this year, I will make sure that we have a date that's different than the one for Young Singers, because their dates come out really early. So I'll make sure we have that date, and we will schedule around that.
Okay. So what are you telling me now? We got three things on. When is for the Young performance? What day is that?
I don't know that date yet, but I will know it within the next week.
That's good. So we got the Young performance. Then we got the Gospel in the Park, too.
Yes.
And then Old Holy Night. That's in December.
Yes.
Yeah, like it was before, the same. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Give me a couple of weeks. I will get everything settled with the city. We'll have to go and talk to Dr. Emma Banks about getting her.
Mm-hmm.
The place there is perfect for that. At her auditorium. Because planning, we need to have this much time to make sure we get everything in order. We don't want to have any confusion here. And that's beautiful.
Yes.
These three things. So, Artie and myself, one of us will get back to you soon. But those three things, we'll be doing our part with the Young performers that you're going to be giving us a date soon, and then we'll give you the go on the 10th of the 11th. I could say that we got the 11th right now.
Yes, sir.
We got that. If you want it on Saturday evening, we got that right now.
Yes.
So
that was the time. Yes, sir.
Well, then I'll get all that solidified, and then what you'll do as usual, you sit down and get a temporary, some kind of little budget for each one of them.
Yes,
and then
sir.
I'll know what we're working with, and I'll have Artie to get through it, our secretary, and put it in writing, and we'll go from there.
Yes,
can you do
sir.
That?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Now, the other thing that I need to know, anyway, with your business schedule, you know, you got so many jobs, your spiritual life, your family life, and your community life. And then you always answering the phone when I need you. Now let's talk about you going to be on program on the 14th of May.
Yes,
and that is big and personal to me because that may be my last hurrah. We have six individuals that we are honoring, and our host here is one of them. That's 400 people. We call it homecoming. We're all, everybody from Riviera and in West Palm Beach, too. That's where they used to socialize, enjoy themselves at the time. It was the Tate Recreation Center. Now it's named after an old man. We're going to go there with decoration and best menu, I mean, best food you can have, because I'm putting that together right now. You were singing on the program. Audie told me all we have to do is get the consent that you're going to do two solos. It's only two music on there, one before the speaker.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the other one is, but anyway, I asked you personally to perform one of your specialties, Wind Beneath My Wing, and you said yes. Have you thought about
sir.
The other one or the other one?
No,
but it doesn't
sober.
Matter.
It would be apropos for the evening, as I try to definitely, when I'm asked to sing or perform anywhere, that whatever I minister is going to be a blessing to the people that are there, that it's going to be encouraging to the people that are there, and sometimes that it will be a challenge message to the people that are there.
Well, you know.
So I'm just grateful, again, to, you know, at this stage and even at this age that I'm still sought after. I really count it as a blessing. And I just want to, you know, even put out there, I am back working on new music now. So I'm just grateful that I'm able to still to do what I do, and God is still using me in a mighty way.
Well, let me put it this way here. I know everybody wants you to be on the program. But you can't be everywhere. You can't be everything for everybody. If you didn't have a job in the school system, that's your job. But your main job is your family. So family always comes first. And I think you've been just tremendous. And then you got to worry about with an old gray-headed man like me calling you all the time to assist. And I try to... A little lenient, but you and your husband have never turned me down. And I don't think your husband would ever want you and him not to be anywhere where I am. I can always think on Lil Ray. I always call your husband Lil Ray. Your son is Lil Ray to you all, but he's Lil Ray to me because the daddy was Big Ray, my friend.
Yeah,
and, of course, you know how close I was to his mother, Fred Eber. I'm part of the family.
He said, let him know whatever you need him to do. He's right there.
That's what I want. I've been with him ever since he was about eight or nine years of age. And he's only 28 right now. Well, let me do this here. I'm very pleased that we're going to have that because they haven't named the group, but they have the name. It was 28 ministers from in Riviera, and there was one white church, and there's another one coming in. When I say a white church, it's predominant white people over on the island and everything. And it will be, 3 tables. 30, that's 30 people in the clergy. They got 3 tables. going to be there that Saturday night. So knowing you singing, they got their little tablet there. Don't be alarmed when they're going to be all over you. Can you come to the Mother's Day? Can you come to the church anniversary? Everybody, you can't be all that. You're a minister yourself. But the point is, I'm just letting you know, I know they made that statement a week before, last week when we were there, Friday before last, that's when it was. But you know how to handle that. But
is anything
that you like to lead to the audience, because we're coming to the end of our show? What would you like to lead to our listening audience? Sometimes we get calls from Jacksonville, South Bend, Indiana. We get calls from everywhere. And I get a lot of calls and ask them, when can they have this, and when can you do this, and can you bring this one? But I'm not going to be a traveling secretary anymore. So what would you like to say to our listening audience?
Well, first of all, Mr. Calabell, I want to thank you once again. I count it a privilege and an honor to do anything with you. You are a giant in your own right, and I'm grateful for this relationship and for us to be able to work together. Again, as my father said, to whom much is given, much is required. And so to the listening audience, whatever God has put to your hand and your heart to do, and you know he's called you to do it, whether it be in your church, whether it be in your community, whether it be in your job, whatever it is that God has put to your hands and heart to do, go forth in faith, knowing that if he's given you to do that, that he is going to equip you with everything that you need to bring it forth. Because nothing returns to him void. Nothing returns to God void. So everything that he's given you, every gift, every talent, every piece of wisdom or knowledge that you can share, whatever we've been given, it is not to hold to our own. It's not to hide it under a bushel. But the Lord said to let the light so shine that men may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. So I just commend you to go forth, do and be all that God has created you to do and be blessed.
Okay, that is beautiful. And your comment to her and the listening audience?
Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. I could not write fast enough those words, those closing remarks. Thank you so very much, Ms. Darianne. It has just been a pleasure to sit here listening and taking notes. I think that, you know, again, to whom much is given, much is required, and we can all relate to that. If it's a street sweeper, if it's a child care attendee, if it's a church worshiper, if it's a door holder, whatever it is, because we need them all. We need every single one of us. And, you know, we've also been told that we're all great because we can all serve. So he didn't call us to lead. He called us to serve. So thank you so very much, and Mr. Calloway. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm not sure if those were each of your closing remarks and last words. If they are, we can go ahead and wrap up. If they're not, if you want to go ahead and give the last comments, and we can prepare to wrap up.
Yeah, my last comment is simple, that we got to be cognizant of everything around us. Now, the world seems like it's leaking a little bit, but it's not. God is always in control. But we got to be vigil, and be, we got to be closer to God, one, but we got to look after our brothers and sisters. That's our charge. Mm-hmm. I think that we are turning on each other instead of turning toward each other. And see, that shooting at the park 2 weeks ago has bothered me and still bothers me, because black-on-black crime got to stop. So we are putting together with the ministers. See, I think where we on the right track. Finally, we got a group of ministers want to go outside the church. You said that at the very beginning, that the church to go to and fro, do what Jesus was going, up and down, and feed the hungry, clothing the naked, looking after the sick, shut in. He gave sight to the blind and raised the dead. Now, we can't do that, but we can show feed the hungry and clothe them and house them. And let's do better because we know better. That's my final remark.
Amen.
I'm finished.
Amen.
Y'all enjoy yourself.
All right.
God
thank
bless
you, everybody.
You.
You've been listening to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride, and our special guest today was Ms. Terrion Nelson. Everybody, go forth and enjoy. Thank you.
Bless you and thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.